The Detroit Symphony Orchestra has played host to some of the biggest names in the conducting world. But last night, a different kind of celebrity held the baton at Orchestra Hall. As Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky reports, this conductor was short in stature and on words.
Osimo is not your typical conductor. It's gender neutral, stands at a little over 4 feet tall. Oh, and it has no pulse. It's a humanoid robot that had its conducting debut last night in Detroit. It walked, yes, you heard me, it walked onto stage to a thunderous applause worthy of Leonard Bernstein. It addressed the audience briefly.
Hello, everyone.
Then gracefully walked to the center of the stage, bowed, and began leading the orchestra in a performance of Impossible Dream from the musical Man of La Mancha. OSIMO, which stands for Advanced Step and Innovative Mobility, is a robot designed and built by Honda. One of its main goals is to get kids interested in math and science. But last night, OSIMO took a stab at conducting. How did it do? David Everson, who plays the French horn, says while OSIMO's timing was impeccable, like a metronome, something clearly was missing.
This thing doesn't have any eyes. You can't see its eyes. They can't convey any kind of emotions to you, you know, other than it's standing up there. It's not moving forward. It's not moving back. It's not making little small gestures or giving anybody any cues.
Leonard Slatkin is the DSO's newly installed music director. Perhaps unsurprisingly, he echoes Everson's analysis. Slatkin says a conductor must be able to improvise, a skill OSIMO has yet to master.
Sometimes you want to take a passage a little bit slower. Sometimes it needs to have a darker color. Sometimes it should be softer. These are all things that a conductor conveys to the orchestra on the spur of the moment.
At intermission, people of all ages were heard talking about and mimicking OSIMO. Janie Degnan plays in a youth orchestra. She says she was surprised by its seemingly human qualities.
I thought he was going to be more boxy, but his head, like the proportions were human-like and his fingers were, you know, yeah.
Janie's brother Kellen is also a classical music fan. He says OSIMO has the technique down, but
a conductor can really convey, like, emotion, and, like, it's not as mechanical. It needs to have energy, and a robot just can't do that.
OSIMO's presence in Detroit, while entertaining, was also meant to draw attention to the importance of music education. A champion of the cause shared the stage with a robot last night. Famed cellist Yo-Yo Ma received an award and performed later in the evening. Although OSIMO seems to be acquiring new skills at an almost inhuman rate, musicians here say that Yo-Yo Ma's job is safe. Conducting is one thing, they say, but a robot has yet to master an instrument like the cello. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit. ¶¶